Blog Talk Radio.
Will you be my light when I cannot see? And when I can't take another step, Lord, will you carry me? And when I've lost my fight, will you be my strength? Will you set me a table in the presence of my enemies? I shall not want. I shall not want. Oh, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want, 'cause my cup's running over, and I shall not want. And I will lift my eyes to where my help comes from, and I won't be afraid of the shadow, 'cause I've seen the sun. No, I will not. The green only grows in the valley, and that's where you are. Say, I shall not walk. No, no, I shall not walk. Hey, for my soul got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall not walk. Oh, I shall not walk. Oh, I shall not walk. 'Cause my cup's running over. 'Cause my cup's running over. When this life is over,
I'm gonna live again. I'm gonna trade this cross for a crown. No, this is not the end. And when you call my name, I will take my right. There's a mansion in glory, yeah. You're gonna meet me there. I shall not walk. I shall not walk. He will wipe every tear from my eyes. I shall not walk. I shall not walk. When he's on my side, I shall not walk. I'll be home in his presence forever. I shall not. For the Lord is my shepherd in the valley. For the Lord is my shepherd when I'm lacking. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I've got everything that I need. Your goodness and your mercy is following me. Got everything that I have. Hey, hey, hey. Your goodness and your mercy is following me. Got everything that I need. Yeah, yeah. Your goodness and your mercy is following me. And I got mercy. Say it. Hallelujah. If you don't have anything else, you got your goodness. I got goodness. Oh, no, no, no. Hallelujah. I thought I lost everything. I thought I lost everything. But I got goodness.
Yahweh, and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor. So we lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh. We lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh. We lift you.
Mention my name when you talk to your father today. Life down here feels so strained. My brokenness is in the way. I'm not that good. Don't pray like I should. Yet I'm amazed you get me through. He sees me, but he hears you.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else
can
only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around
me,
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. It doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
That he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what
it
I did.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off? That he did not throw you away? That he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
I lift my hands in Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about today's broadcast on this morning. Listen, remember that number is 563-999-3628. Call a prayer to tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air and that we're here, and we're here to give you some strength on this morning. The Lord gave me something a little bit different for this month. We're going to talk about a very sensitive subject. If y'all follow me on the Facebook, on social media, you'll see the new flyer. And the new flyer is actually a picture of someone having surgery done on them. And the theme for this month, y'all forgive me, I'm battling my sinuses this morning. So y'all may hear it in my voice on this morning. But I wanted to make sure that I got on here and I shared this with you guys. The theme on this morning is simply help me, I'm bleeding out. Help me, I'm bleeding out. We have brothers, dear brothers, dear friends, dear nephews, nieces. We have sons. And the reason why they're responding and acting the way that they're acting, the way that they're portraying what they're portraying, the reason why they're doing what they're doing, it's not because of anything that they have. It's a bad place or a bad thing, but they're bleeding and they don't know how to receive the help that they need. Excuse me. They don't know how to receive the help that they need. They're literally in the midst of going through such a trying and complicated place in their life. That they really just don't have the answers to, and brothers, let me help you real quick. One of the worst things in the world to do, is to be in a place of bleeding. And would you be in a place of bleeding? The other people that's around you do not see your bleed, but what they wind up doing is they add to your bleed. So we're gonna get real candid today. But let us start the show like we normally start it. I want to make sure that we put the show in the hands of the Lord. I want to make sure that we do that. I want you to send this number out to a brother that needs to hear this. I want you to send that number out to a brother. Tell him, hey man, look, there's a message that's on here that needs to be heard. We're gonna be doing this for the rest of the month. We don't have no special guests. We're just going to talk candid. We're just going to be real. We're just going to be real and upfront, and we're just going to deal with it. Because can I be honest with you? We need to. It's time for that. There's too many of our brothers that's checking out early. Not under their own power, ladies and gentlemen. Not under their own power. But this is under the power of a situation. There's a situation that's going on in their life, and they need somebody that's going to be there, that's going to be real enough to talk to them about it and let them know, hey, look, I see you. I see you. Because a lot of times what happens, watch this, brothers, watch this. They need somebody to hear that word. I see you. I see you. I know that it's difficult. I know it's complex. It's a hard place. But I see you. So let us pray. Come on, let us pray. Let's talk to the Lord. And we're going to go right back into this. I got our scripture that I want to share with y'all on this morning. We got all of that. But let's pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to come to you first and all, and most of all, God, for you just being God. And we just want to thank you for being God. And we realize that you are God. And we acknowledge you that you are God. And we say thank you for being God all by yourself. Father, we glorify, magnify, and we lift up your name. For we understand and know that even in the midst of this, God, that you are a keeper, you are a watchman. God, your hand of mercy and your hand of grace is on our life. And God, beside you, Father God, there is no other. We cannot do this on our own. So God, we lift up this broadcast to you, Father, and we say take the reins of it. God, and do with it as you do best. And that is be God and be big in this space. So God, we glorify, magnify, and edify your name. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus that we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Okay, so as always, guys, we want to make sure that we share our morning scripture with you on this morning. Our morning scripture is going to come from the book of Psalms, and it's simple book 77 of Psalms, and it's going to be that 11 and 12 verse, and it simply says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy works and talk of thy doings. I'm going to read that again. I remember the works of the Lord. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. I will meditate always of all thy works and talk of talk of thy doings. Talk of thy doings. Amen. So that's our meditative word for this morning. Y'all want to, that's a good word to meditate on right there. If y'all looking for a word to meditate on, sometimes we need a meditation scripture, and this will be a good meditation scripture. This will strengthen you. This will strengthen you because sometimes we get lost in our day and forget to meditate on God. We'll meditate on the stuff, and see, that's how we get called on. See, that's a whole other can of worms. We get lost in places that we don't belong. Amen. So here we are. So that's our focus scripture on this morning. And you know, as always, we want to make sure we share those countries that are listening in. I want to make sure we acknowledge those this morning. And we want to say thank you again for your support. We want to thank you again for your connection. We want to thank you again for your continuing connecting with us and being with us. All of you all that are listening in via the World Wide Web, across the world, we want to say thank you for your love and support and your continued connecting with us. You're the reason why we do this. We do this. We do this so we can help. So we can help those who are seeking a better way in Christ. Amen. A better way in Christ. Those that are seeking Christ. In a time where, watch this here, everybody else is giving you the only way I can describe it is they're giving you gravy, but they ain't giving you no meat. Okay, so I want to make sure that we're giving you something that'll stick to your spirit, man. Amen. So we thank God for that opportunity to be able to stick to your spirit, man. Okay, amen. So let us acknowledge all of those great countries. We want to say again, thank you so much for your continued support. We're the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. We have India, Thailand, Romania, and we have Hungary. And we want to say thank you guys so much. Excuse me. Thank you guys so much for your continued connecting with us and supporting us. I take myself a soapbox moment. Give me about 2 minutes of your time. There's someone that is listening in on from one of those countries right there that we just named, because of the taskmasters that's in that country, if they were called for the Bible, not so much in the Bible, but the scripture, a torn page out of the scripture, it causes them to be torn from their families, taken out into the street, and executed. Some of them are sold in work camps. Some of the wives are sold into servitude. Some of them, they never see their children. They never see their families again simply because they want to know of Jesus Christ. And I want to task you with the assignment of praying for those that are under the sound of our voice. They need your prayers. They need to hear you They need to know that someone is praying for them. They need to know that somebody is bombarding the heavens on their behalf. They need to not only just feel the presence of God, but feel the people of God praying for them. So I want you to do this. You may not remember every name that I called out. You may not know every person that I've every country. You may not even know what continent they are on. But I want you to take out the time today to make it your business to give them to pray for them. If you don't remember, say, Lord, protect and watch over the ones that's listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. If it's no more than just that, because what you do is you put into place a shield. You put into place a hedge of protection around them because you're interceding and you're calling on the name of the Lord for them. And it blesses them because they know that you are interceding for them. So please make that part of your meditation today to pray for those countries, those that are hungry enough to risk their lives. Come on. The Bible tells us for us, when we lose our life, we gain our life. So pray for the ones that are willing to give their life. Come on here, somebody. The ones that are willing to give their life, are you willing to lay down your life for Christ? Amen. So let us continue to pray and support and call on the name of the Lord for them. Would you do that for me? Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. I felt you agree in the spirit. So listen, this morning, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We want to make sure that we connect with you guys. And then make sure that we tell you guys, thank you so much for that connection, that support, that putting into place that needs to be put into place. Listen, guys, I am going to go and I'm going to pull my scripture up. And I'm going to take a real quick commercial break. And I promise you, I'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Please don't go nowhere.
Jesus, please mention my name when you talk to your Father today. Life down here feels so strained. My brokenness is in the way. I'm not that good. Don't pray like I should. Yet I'm amazed you get me through. He sees me, but he hears you. He hears you. That's why I need you. Jesus, please mention my name. See, I got some bad news today. Be nice if you can carry this weight. See, it's got me questioning my faith. What else to do? The safest place to hide is you. You are the door I now walk through. He sees me, 'cause he hears you. He hears you. That's why I need you. Can't help but love you. Jesus, I appreciate me from things unseen, right between God and me. He intercedes for me, say,
He intercedes. like a big brother.
Amen. 10 years ago, I asked you for that beat. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
So I need to know, can I get that beat again?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Amen. 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 It is important that we share this with you guys on this morning. I touched on it a little bit earlier. And the theme this month, for the rest of this month, to be honest with you, y'all excuse me, more cough throughout us talking. I want to ask your apologies in advance, but I want to make sure that I share this because it is important that we know this this morning. It's important that we know this. The scripture. That the Lord had dropped in my spirit to share with the brothers from this morning comes from Mark 5. I'm going to read the second verse, and we're going to read down. To verse 5, and then we're going to. We're going to skip down to verse 7. We're going to read from verse 2 to verse 5, and then we're going to skip down to verse 7. And it simply says, he said, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with unclean spirits. Verse 3 says, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been then bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him. Listen to this part. And the fetters broken into pieces. Neither could any man tame him. Watch this. Verse 5 says, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Watch this here. And he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I done with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou terminate me not. Father, I may you have blessed to the reason who is the hearers and the receivers of your word. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart
be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the body of Christ shouted, amen. I told y'all we're in a season to where we want to share the importance of knowing the signs of issue. We want to know the signs of issue. We want to know the sign of issue. We're in this thing now to where we're having brothers that's checking out too early. We have brothers that's checking out too early due to catastrophic damage that they're doing to themselves. Some of them are acting irrational because of certain situations and circumstances. Some of them, brothers, listen to me real good. Some of them, their actions that they're doing is simply because of the broken place that they are. Bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Watch this. They are acting out in a place of hurt. They're acting out in a place of pain and not knowing how to effectively deal with the condition. Watch what they do. They resort to destructive behavior. And this, my brothers, is because they're in a place of bleeding. They're in a place of bleeding, and they're in a place of bleeding because they have ran out of options, and because they ran out of options, they're now in a place to where they're acting out of pain, not because of the lack thereof, but watch this, they're acting out of pain to find out if their pain receptors still work. Because they've been in so much pain for so long, dealing with so many issues and so many people and so many circumstances, that they did not understand that they had lost themselves in that place. Let me help you real quick. Let me give you something to work with. Here we find this man, and this man has been charged with nothing, but they tried to contain him because they considered him as being mad. They considered him as being crazy. They considered him as being, if you really want to know the truth, this brother was diagnosed bipolar schizophrenic because he dealt with many demons or many personalities, if you would. And here he is in this condition, in this state, and messed up in the mind as he is, he's sitting back and he's dealing with this stuff, and they taking him and throwing him in the tombs, and they tried to chain him up, but because of the issues of his life, the things that he's dealing with, he has overpowered the chains and has broken away on many occasions trying to find answers, and nobody can help him. And they then put him back inside. They then captured him, put him back inside, and continues to break free. Watch the text. Watch what happens. Here he has an experience with Jesus, but I don't want to go there yet. I want to show you something. This man is dealing with these issues. He's dealing problems. He's dealing with this stuff that he got going on. His life is flipped upside down, turned inside out, and nobody can acknowledge, nobody can diagnose. Only thing they want to do is just put him away instead of trying to find out what's going on with him. Can I help you? Can I give you something that'll work with you? Come in a little closer to the fire. Sit down, let's have a real good, long, hard, candid conversation with your issue that you're dealing with. Let's talk about it. Watch this here. Sometimes the reason why people break out and do what they do, ladies and gentlemen, is simply because of the fact that they never dealt effectively with the situation that they had at first. Come on here. Let me show you something. Let me give you something to work with. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and guide you to your destiny. Watch this. This man very well may have had some life experiences, ladies and gentlemen, that were dumped on him by friends and family, and they just left him for the come here and left him with it, and they have moved on, but he's still still trying to process it. And because he's still trying to process it, he tends to take that thing and bottle that thing up. And then there's someone else that comes along that watches it, that he probably considered as a friend, probably considered as somebody that he can help. And they dump on him again. And he takes that and he bottles that up. Wait a minute, let me help you. Then he comes across somebody because he's a good-natured individual, and he wants to be a person that want to help somebody, and they dump their stuff on him, and he takes that and he bottles that up. Do you understand? You do understand that when people do that, these are called spirits, and spirits are transferable. And when these spirits are connected to you, they become a part of you. And when they become a part of you, God help me right through here, when they become a part of you, they block you, they transform you, they keep you from seeing what you need to see. And now you're in a place of where you're dealing with more of them than you are of yourself. Okay. Here, my brothers and sisters, herein lies the rub. Watch. You deal with this place of brokenness. You deal with this place of uncertainty. You deal with this place of inadequacy. You deal with this place of not being enough, and then you seclude yourself. You isolate yourself. You pull yourself from around people. And see, I tell people this, isolation is a good thing and it's a bad thing. If isolation is not used correctly, it can become a tool of the enemy. But if it's used correctly, it can be used as a tool to get you to where you need to be. But in this case, this man, the isolation very well had pushed him to the breaking point to where, this is how people get a hold of God. This is how people get to the place of where they start to talk to themselves. Because they're still trying to process it. Oh, God, in our human nature, in our humanity, brothers, and I'm just talking to the brothers and sisters. I'm not trying to negate you. I'm really not. Yeah, please don't charge this to me. I'm not trying to negate you. I'm not trying to leave y'all out. But I need to talk to my brothers because my brothers are bleeding. And when my brother's bleeding, I need to help them. I need to help them bind up their wound. I need to help them get this breach stopped, because if they don't, they're going to die out. They're going to die and still be living. They're going to die. Oh, help me. Right through here. They're going to die and they're going to still be living. You're going to see a walking corpse. They're going to be functioning. They're going to be going to work. They're gonna be loving on you. They're gonna be loving on the kids. They're gonna be loving on their friends. They're gonna be going to work. They're gonna be sitting at the dinner table. They're gonna be barbecuing. Why? They're gonna be making love, but they still gonna be broke because they're bleeding, and nobody sees the bleed. So sisters, please don't take this the wrong way. I need to help my brothers. I need to help them. Watch. He takes all of this, he bottles it up, and when he's taking this and bottling it up, he's bleeding, and watch him. Nobody sees the bleed. Nobody acknowledges the issue. Nobody acknowledges the fact that he's struggling. And they misdiagnose him, thinking that he is mad in the mind, but he's actually mad in life. Ooh, that's good. That's good, Doug. He's not mad in the mind. He's not mad in mind. He's just mad in life. Messed up in life. watch this. Dealing with something. Oh, God, help me right through here. Dealing with something, and really, to be honest with you, we as brothers, can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? We are so good at concealing it. You might see a glimpse of it, but you never see the whole picture. We love y'all. We love y'all to the moon and back. But can I help you? Sometimes, ladies, it's not the fact that we don't care. It's that we have been disconnected because of our situation. We can be punched in and punched out at the same time. Ooh-wee. That's deep, deep right there, Doc. That's deep, deep. We can be punched in and punched out at the same time. We can, well, sure, Lord help me. We can show up for the assignment. Get you to the place of where you need to be. And go get in the car and drive. And be broke. And be having a full conversation with ourselves and our mind. Have you ever, brother, have you ever been driving? And your mind is everywhere. And you wind up at your destination and you don't even know how you got there. I'm just trying to help. If I help about four or five of y'all, I feel like I've done my job. If I help two or three of y'all, I feel like I'm doing my job. I've done the assignment. I'm just being honest. Have you ever had one of those experiences where you snapped and you had to reel yourself you snapped, but you had to reel yourself back in because you didn't want nobody to see it. You literally broke. Not dog. You literally broke, brother. I'm bleeding out. I'm forcibly bleeding. I'm bleeding out. Not because the lack of trying to stop the bleed. I'm bleeding out because it's too much. See. Brothers, you do know you can bleed and don't even realize you bleed. Oh, you need biblical reinforcements. Let me help you real quick. Let me give you biblical reinforcements. Watch the text. The text says that he was in the mountains and among the tombs, and he was cutting himself. I'm a certified suicide counselor. I actually went to a certification class. So one of the things that we learned in the class is that when you have people that cut on themselves, it is a sign that there are some issues going on with them wanting to take their life, but not knowing how to take their life. So they cut themselves. If you ever had the opportunity to see someone that tried to cut their wrist, now watch this. Most people. When you see these people that try to cut their wrist to kill themselves, they cut their wrist across the vein. Now, if that sign that you want to really leave here, but if you take that knife and you cut along the vein, that means that you're trying, but you don't want to leave yet. You, what you're trying to do, you got to try to get your you're trying to get your pain receptors together. You try. See, sometimes they'll cut themselves on a leg. They get their pain receptors together. So sometimes you'll see they got cuts on their shoulder. They got cuts on their stomach. They'll cut themselves along the back. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get their pain receptors together. See, a lot of times, ladies, a lot of times, gentlemen, what we don't realize is that we're dealing with such a hard place. Such a difficult and complex place that we don't actually get the opportunity. Watch this here. Let me show you something. We don't get the opportunity to recover. We don't get the opportunity to recover. We don't get the opportunity to come back from it. So we wind up being in such a difficult and complex place. That we forget who we are, and when we forget who we are, we got to bring ourselves back. That's what this cutting is for. I'm using my biblical liberty here with this man. I don't know. The Bible does not give us a name for the man. The Bible does not say who he is. The Bible does not give us a genealogy of him. The Bible does not give us a family oriented or a father and mother. The Bible doesn't give us that. But can I make this personal? Can I make this personal? This may be one of your nephews. Can I make it up close and personal? This may be your son. Watch this here. This may very well be your nephew. Watch this here. This may very well be your coworker's son. Come here. This may very well be your coworker's grandson. Can we go deep? Let's go on in. Let's dig the deep hole. Let's go down a little bit deeper. Let's go until we hit pay dirt. This might be your father. This might be your grandfather. This might be your uncle. See, what we don't realize is this, brothers, and we're going to be dealing with this all week for the rest of the month, because I'm inviting people to come in. We're not going to put no faces on there. We're not doing none of that. But what we are going to do, we're going to sit back, and we're going to make this thing glow, because I need my brothers around. I need my brothers around. I don't need y'all dying unnecessary. I don't need y'all dying early on me. I need y'all around for y'all sons, so y'all can see y'all sons and watch this and get healthy, so you can be able to see the signs if your sons are acting like he was acting. Come on in a little bit closer to the fire. Let's get up close and personal. Let's get real with it. See, what we can do, ladies and gentlemen, unbeknownst to us, as men, we can carry it and don't even realize that we carry what we carry until it's too late. Because we feel that we have this thing balanced. I'm going to borrow this in the words of my brother, Bishop Isaiah Jackson. God bless you, man. I hope you're listening in. He said something to me the other day. Me and him was talking. He said, Doc, it's not even so much as the fact that we balancing it. He said, we're doing a juggling act. And he said, we're so good at juggling it. He said, when they throw some, watch this. I wanted to interject this in, Bishop. I didn't get a chance to when we were talking. I want to interject this in. We be juggling, and I don't know if y'all ever seen a good juggling act where he's sitting there and they juggling, and all of a sudden they start throwing stuff to him, and he just, and the more stuff they throw to him, the more he's sitting there, he got about 5 or 6 things going at one time, just whoop 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 whoop, whoop, whoop. And he looked good doing it. We look good doing it. Man, you got it all together and don't even realize, bruh, it's taking everything in me to keep this thing going. Because watch this. My drop, if I drop one, everybody and their mama eyes gonna be on what I drop. They gonna be, oh, God, help me right through here. They're not going to be paying attention to the stuff that I'm juggling. They're going to pay attention to what I dropped. They're going to pay attention to where I made the mistake at. God help me. They're going to pay attention to where, they're going to pay attention to where I let go of something. It very well not been nothing that important. But because y'all so used to us juggling it, we have to become so mindful, brothers. We have to be so conscious, brothers, of what we're doing and how we're handling our situation and our circumstance. Watch this here. We have to become not so much as experts at concealing it, but we have to become experts of saying, you know what, God, I can't do this by myself. In comes Jesus. In comes Jesus. Y'all need biblical reinforcements? Let me give you some more biblical reinforcements. Watch this here. Here comes Jesus. Jesus comes on the scene after he has been breaking these chains, breaking the fetters, cutting himself, having a hard time, people not comprehending him, people not understanding. When here comes Jesus, after he done sat up there and everybody done misdiagnosed him, everybody done misidentified him, everybody done saying everything that they was going to say, everybody done did what they going to do, everybody done made their claims of what's wrong with him, he bipolar, he this, he that. In comes Jesus. And watch this. The man seen Jesus afar and he ran and he fell down and he worshiped Jesus. Seeing him from afar off, fell down and he worshiped. God help me right through him. Let me put this in here. Let me interject this to you real quick. Let me give you something that I hope that'll help you along your way while you're going through what you're going through. Don't ever lose your worship because of your wounds. Don't ever lose your worship because of your wounds. You brothers, let me tell you something. Let me help you with something. You may not worship like your wife. You may not worship like your mama. You may not worship like people that you know, but you learn how to worship. Let me show you what your worship sounds like. Lord, I need you today. That's worship. Lord, I need your help. And look, submitting yourself to him. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It don't have nothing to do with no song. It ain't got nothing to do with no shout. It ain't got nothing to do with no yandere no mo shamama. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It ain't got nothing to do with you running around the church. It ain't got nothing to do with your two-step. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's got everything to do with the words that fall off your lips. Lord, I need your help. He fell down and he worshiped him. Now watch this. Worship, God, you better mess him up with this one. Worship is not words, it's action. Worship is not words. Worship is, come here. Worship is not words. Worship is action. Oh, I need biblical reinforcement. Let me give it to you. They said that he fell down at Jesus' feet. He fell on his knees and he worshiped. The act of worship is literally, God dang it, the act of worship is literally you changing your posture, ladies and gentlemen. Worship is a change of posture. When you change your posture, you change your situation. Hello, anybody hear me while I'm talking to you in this good biblical English that I'm talking to you? It is not about your God, dog. It's not about your words. It's about your posture. God can only work with you when you change your posture. When you, God, and I don't want you to get it confused because you think that when I say change your posture, you got to change yourself. No, you just change how you deal with the situation. You change how you approach the situation. You change how you, God help me right through here. You change how you see the situation. You change how you want to deal with the situation. Because what God does is God literally transforms your thinking, your abilities, your capabilities, your hunger, your thirst, your righteousness, your way of living, your way of doing things. Because watch this, he's looking for a place to shift. And the place that he wants to shift, watch this here, is in the ability to believe who he is. So you have to change the way you see your situation. In order for you to change your situation, you got to change the position where you're looking at it from. Change your posture. Change your posture. And in the changing of his posture, they say he fell down and he worshiped. And what he fell down and he worshiped him, but his words didn't match his worship. He spoke, God help me right through here, he spoke from his condition. See, this is why we have to be careful in that place of worship, that we not only change our posture, but we change how we respond in our posture. Y'all remember the man at the pool of Bethesda, right? We're gonna jump in the pool and we're gonna jump back out. I said, the pool of Bethesda, when Jesus seen the man and he went over to the man when the man was at the pool of Bethesda and he told him, Jesus said, can thou be a man whole? And he said, I have no man to put me in the water. See, sometimes we can be in our condition for so long, people of God. The Bible says that he had been in this way for 38 years in that same place, in this condition for 38 years. And see, sometimes, people of God, we can speak out of our hurt and not speak out of a place where we want to be healed. If you learn to choose the words rightly, if you learn to choose your word right, regardless of what your condition is, no matter what your condition look like, no matter what you're dealing in or dealing with, watch this here. Let me bless you to your blessed space, push you to your purpose, guide you to your destiny. That's my last one. It does not matter where you are or who you're in it with. When you learn how to not speak what, see, you're going to mess them up with this one, Doc. If you learn how to speak not out of the hurt, but out of a place where you want to be healed, God can do something for you. See, sometimes, watch this. What I love about God is, Jesus didn't let him miss his blessing because he spoke out of his hurt. Jesus realized, can I mess with y'all real bad? Jesus know that you're in a place of hurt. And when you're in that broken place, when you're in that damaged place, he sees that. And when we respond, we're not trying, my thing is, we're not trying to respond to God sarcastically. We're just responding out of where we are. Lord, I'm tired. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of these jokers. I'm sick of all of them. Matter of fact, listen, I'm to the point right now where I can't take it no more. And if you don't do something, I'm going to be by either one or two places, behind bars or in somebody's graveyard. And I'm not stating something that I'm thinking about that I might do. I'm just stating something that I'm about to do. I'm about to roll up and I'm about to handle my business. I'm about to drop these tip one bees on them. Listen to me and listen to them. Come here and let me help you. I'm trying to help you this morning. You have to understand, in order for you to stop the breach, in order for you to stop the bleeding from out of the breach, you got to change your position. Once you change your position, you got to change your words. He spoke, the man at the tomb, spoke out of his condition. Watch this here. And if not, God, no, it really wasn't out of him. It was out of the thing that held him. Watch this. He says, why have you come to torment me before my time? Watch. Why did you come to torment me before my time? And Jesus said, what is your name? Watch the word. Watch the word come to life for you. Watch the word. He said, we are legions, for we are many. Now, if you want to really understand the level of what they mean by legion, let me help you. This man had in him anywhere from a legion is anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 in a troop is a legion. So this man had over 2,000 demons in him. Now, y'all remember earlier when I told you the culture, people just dropping stuff. Now, this not included the whole personal situations. This not including a family situation. This not including, them dealing with work issues, most likely. This man very well may have been a business owner. This man may very well been a prolific figure in the community. He very well might have been a poet, an author, an architect, anything. This man very well could have had some kind of great status. But watch, ladies and gentlemen. Because I want to show you something. I want to show you something that's really important. I want to show you something really important. In that connecting with this man, with this man in the tombs, and him being in that place, I want to draw a line from him to your conditions. Is that okay? See, here he is in a difficult place, and he speaks out of his hurt, but not because of his own doing, but because of somebody else's doing. How many of us have missed what God called us to be simply because we spoke out of somewhere to somebody else? We didn't miss business ventures because we didn't spoke out of them. Someone heard us. Excuse me. We spoke out of places of difficulty, complex. To jerky issues, ladies and gentlemen, simply because Watch this, y'all. We never effectively dealt with the condition. Whew. That's good. That's good, brother. We never effectively dealt with the condition. Now, what we did back in the old days, you know, back in the day, I'm going to forgive you, but I ain't going to forget. We holding on to third grade. We holding on to third grade grudges. You hurt me in the third grade. Timmy Tuto. Timmy Tuto. You hurt me too. You hurt me in the third grade, and because you hurt me in the third grade, I have never recovered. Because you hurt me in the third grade, and everything that I should have been overcoming with, I've allowed that to be my vice. I've allowed that to be my place of frustration and my place of hurt and my place of tears. Instead of me saying, you know what, I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to forget about it. But I'm not going to let this keep me from moving forward. As a matter of fact, can I be honest with you? Can I be candid? Because this is a candid conversation, right? When we say we're going to have a candid conversation. If you really want to know the truth about it, if you can't handle it, forget about it. But if you can handle it, use it to your advantage. See, we got to stop letting this stuff be the reason why we fold. We got to stop letting stuff be the reason why we give up so easy. Just real talk. Candid conversations with the apostle, with the chief. That's what we're gonna call it for the rest of the week. Candid conversation with the chief. Because when we can I be honest, can I for the rest of this month? Because watch this, we can become so used to it. Letting things keep us from moving forward. Watch this, people of God. Let me mess with you real bad. Let me jack the theology up. This is the reason why we church hop. This is why we can't be established in the church. Because the pastor look like he doing something that my last pastor did. And I'd be doggone if I'd be under another ministry like that. This ministry looks just like the ministry I just left. And if I'm going to be dealing with the same thing, ain't no niece and me even being at this GD. Yeah, they get aggressive. This GD ministry ain't nothing. This GD master ain't nothing. This GD ministry lawyer staff ain't nothing. This GD, they get aggressive. They get aggressive, and they don't realize that they're bleeding. And when they bleed on people, you cause them to be ineffective. Because you believe no them. Now I got tears in my eyes. Because you bled on me. Let me round it up. and around it, and around it, and around it, and around it. The brother falls on his knees, worships. The worship is the shifting of the positions. He speaks from this issue. And Jesus hears the request from this issue. Watch this here. Y'all heard what I said. That's what I said. He hears the request from this issue because the issue is not the man, it's the legion. See, that's what we meant to that. The issue is not the man. You're not the issue. The man is not the issue. The legion on your past is your issue. So Jesus listens. Jesus listens to his issue. Hears his issue and grants the request of the issue. He says that we are legion. He says, well, we are many. And he said, cast us into these swine. And they take the swine, the spirits, the unclean spirits, goes into the herd of swine, and it causes them to run, and they drown themselves. Now watch this. Let me help you real quick. I'm not a country boy, but I'm country certified because I've been to the country. I'm not a country boy. But I'm country certified. I've been to the country here. If I'm not mistaken, I do believe pigs can swim. If I'm not mistaken, I believe pigs can swim, if I'm not mistaken. The very thing that was designed to kill you. God had to grant the request for it to release you to go to somewhere else. Now watch this here. Watch this here. Not because he was being so generous, but so God could keep an eye on it. God said, I said to myself, oh, why would you send them into the swine and let them kill themselves, kill the swine? And he said, because, son, you have to understand, this thing that's there, this thing is a reminder that when he come by this lake, he can say, this is the place where I got my deliverance in. This is the place where I got set free at. This is the place where the Lord has showed up and showed out. See, what we have to realize, we have to put a marker where God is, where God has set some things in order. So when we get weary and we find ourselves tearing too much, we're like, you know what? God, you delivered me from some stuff right here. I need to let some people go. God, you delivered me from right here. I need to let this go because it's starting to look too familiar. There's a release. We have to become. We have to become to the point to where we trust God, even though sometimes it's more difficult in some places than we are capable of overcoming. But watch this, people of God. He is still God. He's God today. He's God yesterday. And he's God forever. He cannot fail. Yes, we do struggle. Believe me. Understand. I know, my brother. We put forth everything that we do. We put our hand to the plow, and we work. We the old man used to tell us this. Our elders used to tell us this. Put your head to the grindstone and you keep toiling. You don't stop. You keep pushing and push and you push and you push. You push until you can't push no more. Take your breath, take your breathing. You get up and you push. You push until you can't push no more. Good advice. Real good advice. But what happens as we're going along our way and we start to break? Because we're pushing, like I said, and our legs give it out. We're pushing, and our back is giving out. Pushing, our mind starts to wonder. We're pushing, the dust getting in our eyes, in our mouth, and in our face. We're pushing. Nobody acknowledges my push. I'm pushing. But nobody acknowledges the fact that I'm still driving. I'm pushing. But nobody acknowledges the fact that I'm in this thing. I'm not being fearful. I'm not wavering from it. And I'm not getting to the place where I'm tired and I'm frustrated, but I'm pushing. But I'm allowing myself to understand that, yes, I have to go through my storm. Yes, I have to go through my rain. Yes, I have to go through my place of frustration. But I cannot allow that thing to become so personal to me that I lose the personability of myself. So reset. Rewind. Breathe. Reset. Rewind. And breathe. And look at where you are. And say, okay, I refuse to be here. I refuse to be here. I refuse to be here. See, some things we have to learn how to let go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to be honest with you. Some people we have to learn how to let go. Some places we have to learn how to walk away from. That's the only way we're going to be stronger. That's the only way we're going to be wiser. That's the only way we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We have to be in a position to where we can see what God's doing. Let us pray. Gracious Eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share this word of strength and power, grace and mercy, wisdom and understanding. God, we thank you for opening up ways like only you know how. God, is showing yourself strong and showing yourself mighty and showing yourself to be God. God, we pray today, God, that you would work the great work, establish the great establishment, and restore back unto us that we need. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray for my brothers that are in the place where they're dealing with what they're dealing with. God, this is a complex place. They are bleeding. They're bleeding. A lot of them are bleeding out. A lot of them are bleeding uncontrollably. God, and they don't know where the answer is in this thing. But Father, I pray today that not only that you be the God that stops the bleeding, but God, you be the God that strengthen them in a place where they need you the most. Be the God that restore them, empower them, and give them the ability to stand in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Excuse me, y'all. Forgive me. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Hallelujah.
Tell him thank you, thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh. Come on.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord.
You've been,
I gotta move on.
Been so good.
Is that anybody else's testimony about beside myself?
Tell me you've been so.
I see you, Betty Jackson.
Been so good.
Good to see you, girl.
You've been so good. You've been so. Been so good.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to thank
you. I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Book of Exodus.
You brought me, out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
Brought me. You brought me out.
This is personal.
You brought me. Brought me out. Oh, I want to thank
you. I've been here this long. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you've made
a way.
I know how it's going to happen, Lord. I know what's going to happen. But you've made.
See my way sometimes, you made a way.
And so I got to tell you, let's give God some praise in this place.
Amen, amen, amen. Just going to then close the show out. Thank you guys so much for your support, your continued connection. Now, those of you all that might be listening and you need a relationship with Jesus Christ, some of you, you may have been in the phone and then you have had what you have left. But I want to extend to you this opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Simple, very simple. It's not complex. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. It will be saved. So let us extend to you. Let me extend to you this opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior through a prayer. It's very simple. It's not complex. It's not difficult. Those of you who are backslidden, those of you who don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sin, I'm going to reiterate that Romans 10 and 9. I want you to receive that. And when you receive it, I want you to say, Father, thank you. I receive it. And I will act accordingly. I will give my life to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to do that for yourself because you need to be in a place to where you have a Savior and you have in that having your Savior, you are now in a safe place. Amen. So let us extend to you this opportunity in prayer. So lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious Eternal Father, I pray for those that are under the sound of my voice, God, that leaves you in the pardon of their sin. God, there are those that may have backslidden, those that have lost their way. Father, there may be those that are looking for a relationship in you. So, God, I extend to you today this opportunity, Father God, God, to be able to speak life. And not to speak life, but speak life more abundantly. Give them the ability and the strength to stand in this thing and in the place that they need to stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Romans 10 and 9 says that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that Jesus Christ died for them, that they will be saved. And so, God, we adorn them with that scripture. And God, as they lift up their hands and say, I receive it. God, we pray, God, that you receive them, God, and give them life and give them life more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, is our prayer. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Those of you all that receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, those that receive, I want to extend to you an opportunity to take home these three keys. And one of them is simply get you a really good Bible. Once you get your Bible, get yourself in a church home. We are the pastors of the Abba House International right here in Houston, Texas at 6705 High Street in Houston, Texas, 77028. If you're looking for a church home, please come and experience the Abba House of Spirits. Our motto is there is room at the house. Now, I want you to make sure that whatever house that you go to, if you don't make it to the Abba House, make it to that house. And when you make it to the house of God, make sure that that house, watch this here, make sure that house, the pastor and the preacher, the pastor, that shepherd, the layman that is over that house is living the life that he is preaching. That's the second thing. And the third thing, make sure that you get in that church and you work. Put your hand to the plow and do some things, God, because you're going to need help making it and navigating it through that thing, but also make sure that that person's life and that person's ministry lines up together. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you at our prayer. And we hope that something was said or done on today that bless you. Those of you that want to sow a seed, you could do so by going to your Cash App or your Zelle. And you could do that by simply going to Cash App. Simple as $WGC2020. Again, $ WGC 2020. And the veil is 346-419-5960. Again, that's 346-419-5960. You guys have an amazing, amazing day. Enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you guys again on next week.